So I've been thinking recently, and you could say this was spurred on by a recent trip of mine to a part of the country that has very specific views on very specific things, but why should a man truly, truly be constrained to just one woman?
Oh my God.
I'm just saying.
What is this trap? Did Sarah put you up to this?
Listen, I'm just saying that, you know, like as a man, you know, like why not have seven wives? You know, I've heard great things about polygamy and all that. Yeah. What are we Googling?
I'm calling Dorothy. I'm going to ask.
Okay. Yeah.
I think she should also be in on this.
I think most sister wives are usually pretty chill with the process.
Yeah, I'm sure.
They're like, you know what? I got too much attention anyways.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, you know what every woman says about men? Way too attentive. You know, way too around.
I'm already sweating. I'm like, who's watching this right now?
Because, you know, I went to Salt Lake City.
Yeah.
Didn't meet a singular Mormon, but low key.
So you were feeling the Mormon vibes?
No, not at all. Yeah, exactly.
You're like, you know?
Not even remotely.
Maybe I'll open some literature.
I was getting eyes. I was walking around as a tattooed individual. Not a whole lot of them in Salt Lake City. Yeah, like the minority were very oppressed.
Wow.
But just eyes, just like everywhere I went, just like following me. And I was there. So for those of you who don't know, I recently went to Salt Lake City to get a tattoo from a tattoo artist named Winnie the Drew. One of the greatest people I've ever met in my entire life. Has a much more unique look than me.
That dude looked hardcore. Yeah. That is what you want. That's like an Ink Master's ass looking dude.
Yeah.
Like long snake bite piercings.
A piercing. That's just crazy. It's not. It just hangs on his lip. We sat down to eat. He took it out and was like, oh, my entire... I felt like I had Thanos.
You're like, you put that back in, you bastard.
I felt like I got Thanos snapped. I was like, oh, my brain. I like literally melted. But yeah, he's like a 6 foot. He's Tongan. So he's a Pacific Islander. Huge dude.
He's just Tongan?
Tongan. From like the country of Tonga. You don't know what Tonga is?
No, I've never even heard of that.
It's near Samoa, and it's like Maori. Well, it's not Maori, because Maori is...
I've never heard of any... Are these... You're making up countries
now. It's Pacific Islander.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just Tonga, Maori, Samoa.
Crazy.
All places.
Got you. Okay.
But so he has been there his entire life. Salt Lake City, though, kind of a nice city.
I've never... What is it? Salt Lake City?
We've never heard of Salt Lake City?
What are these places you're talking about?
Oh, it's a major city in America. You've never heard... It's got a basketball team.
I just don't understand. Like,
the basketball team is in the NBA Finals. Not that it means anything to you, theater major.
And this is like
by
Tongua?
Yes, by Tongua. Yeah. Yeah, the Mayan, the Mormons and Pacific Islanders, super
Salt Lake City is where the Mayans originated.
Yeah, exactly. That's the last bastion of Mayan culture. You've never heard of Salt Lake City.
Okay. Go on, I'm fucking with you.
I was so baffled for a second.
I was just causing some chaos.
I love the premise of you being like, Denver? What is fucking, what? Does it have an ocean? I don't give, who cares? You can smoke weed there? I don't, we can do that here. Who cares?
Kalifnorna? What are you talking about?
I'm not hearing you.
You're not making any sense.
And like
I don't understand.
Like everything in Europe, just an enigma.
I know
idea.
The moon.
Maybe.
I've heard of the moon.
It might be fake.
Yeah.
Could be cheese. But yeah, Salt Lake City's got like a grid system. It's got a light rail. There's no one there. They have like six lanes on their roads, and there's like 12 cars.
Nice.
It was crazy.
I like the idea that they like, we're like, yo, this place is going to be booming. We need lanes for days. So, and then like the day they open the highway, their boss is just like eyeing them like, you fucked up, Bill.
God damn it.
All our highway budget to this.
You thought people would like the salt in the lake. Yeah. They're not coming for the salt.
Everybody's hitting that newfangled Fresh Lake City.
Everybody likes to be actually able to swim in the water. Who would have thought? Who would have thought? But so anyways, like, it's just crazy. Apparently, like, every city you go to outside of California, if it's, like, remotely close to California, they're like, oh, man, the city's growing every year. Everybody's leaving California and coming here. And I was like, listen, it might happen.
Yeah.
It might be happening. But, like, no Californian's like, oh, man, do I love this freedom in the sun and the ocean? Let's go to the place where 60% of people are Mormon. Like, wow, golly gee, do I love milk?
That's
like,
what.
No.
Listen, at least I know now that they have plenty of highways to accommodate me.
Low-key, one of the best infrastructures I've ever seen in a city, and that was Uncle Corner. I got a tattoo of Itachi. It took 12 hours. Do I show the crowd?
Yeah, you show the crowd.
Do I show
you
the crowd?
You showed him your bare thigh last time.
Do I show the... It's very hard
Let's
to stand
go.
Up.
Let's go.
Okay, yeah.
This is the episode Nick impales himself on Sengoku.
We have Itachi. Those of you listening to an audio forum,
they still can't see. Look.
This is what it sounds
no,
like.
No, but look. Look at the Y. They can't see it.
I'm showing the individual.
Oh, I get it.
That's a much better angle. But yes, I got an Itachi tattoo. It was really cool. We're going back for another part eventually. I don't know when. I'm thinking about buying land. In Salt Lake City? Because I'm going to be there like for an entire leg sleeve, and like apparently it's a booming economy, and everybody from California is moving there. So I was like,
I can't imagine it still justifies that.
No, probably not.
When I was in Muskogee, I saw like a four-bedroom house going for like...
-$3?
Going for like $1,200 a month, like for rent. Yeah. And I was like, holy shit.
If I'm living in Muskogee, Oklahoma, and paying anything above $200 a month... what the fuck am I doing?
Yeah, they gotta pay me to live in Muskogee.
Like, oh yeah, I'm dust farming? Like, no, what, like, how am I making $1,200 a month? That's still a good month. Like, that's a good amount of money.
You're a moisture farmer. Not for four bedrooms.
That's still like 15 grand a year in rent.
Split among four people, if you split it with four,
Would you rather live in a four-bedroom house in Muskogee, Oklahoma, or, like, that's probably, like, I would, like, if you split that's rent four ways in LA, right?
Yeah, that's probably
how much it costs. Would you rather live in LA and pay that much, or have a four-bedroom house in Muskogee, Oklahoma?
Am I still a YouTuber?
Yeah.
Probably Muskogee, if I'm thinking about it. Just, like, I get this whole place. Uh-huh. I work from home, so, like, my work life changes not at all. I don't leave already, so there's no pressure to go to places I don't want to go.
Yeah.
I was eyeing it. I was eyeing this place.
There's nobody who has to clean up your brains when you blow them out.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm not a burden on anybody when I eventually hang myself.
Yeah, it's like the end. It's like that episode of like Bill and whatever the guys were from The Last of Us.
Ted? Oh.
No, not Bill and Ted. Yeah. One of them was Bill,
I was like,
though.
I didn't see Bill and Ted
Bill
3.
Blow their brains out.
Keanu Reeves fucking kill himself.
Yeah, they're just like, this is radical. Fucking clear their brains.
Whoa, Bill just killed himself. That's metal, dude.
There's nothing more metal than ending your life early. It's like, is this the drive home message for the children? But yes, that's our cold open. I'm NC Hammer 23, also known as the Weeb Commander, also known as Nicholas Connor, and you are listening to Otaku's Anonymous.
Go
with
through
my,
your other 12.
With my channels. Yeah, there's also NC Hammer 23 and Espanol, NC Hammer 23 M Portuguese. It's like, it's not N, it's M.
Nice.
Then there's something in not Tongan, Tagalog.
I was gonna say, yeah. You got a Tongan one now.
Big audience.
Yeah, that's
in
how
Tonga.
You got the tattoo artist.
Exactly. Yeah. And then there's like 12. We're posting all of our videos. AI is dubbing all of our stuff in 12 different languages. So if you're for some reason listening to an English podcast when you don't speak English, boy, oh boy, do I have options for you.
Yeah. Wow. Nick's part of the AI problem.
It's me. Yeah. I'm trying to steal work from writers all over who are trying to dub my YouTube content.
I am Danny Mata, otherwise known as DMata3 on TikTok. Mm-hmm. And a new... watcher of Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. I'm on like episode 10 now.
Episode 10.
I'm crushing through it.
So Shao Tucker.
Yeah.
Kind of a good guy, right?
Yeah, kind of like a nice, like real reasonable guy. My power went out like 10 minutes before the episode ended.
Oh,
and so
no.
I was just like, I'll wrap it up. That's fine.
Yeah.
And so I just skipped it and I moved on. But he seemed cool.
Yeah, right?
Seemed like a nice guy.
He was like, Wi-Fi went out and you're a couple episodes later. Yeah. You're like, I'm sure Nina and Xiao are just living their best life.
Yeah, big animal guy.
Yeah.
Big daughter guy.
It's a shame he lost his wife.
Yeah. That's a big shame.
But like, you know, like sometimes.
What a bitch walked out on him because he was poor.
What a whore.
What a money grubbing
whore.
You're
going to lose your state alchemist. Like, oh, he's just going to leave me? You're going to go fuck some other alchemist? Yeah. You know what? I hope you get chimerized with a dog, okay? I hope you live an incredibly painful existence trying to talk to Edward.
Dude, I watched the episode, obviously.
Yeah,
and
episode
then
6.
Episode 4 of Brotherhood.
It's episode 4.
It's episode 4 of Brotherhood, 7 of the original.
Because it that early?
Because then
Christ.
Brotherhood cooks so fast.
Oh, the pacing is insane.
That as far as I'm concerned... I still haven't been told what alchemy is. I don't know why.
Everybody just keeps clapping.
They're like, do you need chalk to draw a summoning circle? And Ed's like, no, I got it. And they're like, he made a ring with his hands. And I'm like, what the fuck does that mean?
Yeah.
They never explained it to me. 10 episodes in, I don't know.
They explain it eventually. Big stretch.
Big stretch. Everybody do a big stretch right now. Come on.
This was brought to you by Neutron Incorporated. Yeah. He is technically a sir in Scotland. Yeah. He owns land.
Touch your toes, crack your back. Mm. Everybody do a big stretch.
Drink a big jug of water, yeah. And that's on Neutron. So yeah, they do explain why Edward doesn't need a transmutation circle. Well, eventually,
he doesn't need one because he got like the fucking chat with God.
Yeah, you already know.
So I know that. Uh-huh. I don't get because some people can do the clap.
Who?
Someone like I could have sworn
it's Ed Alphonse.
What's his name? Does it? The Scar.
Scar doesn't use alchemy.
He does alchemy halfway through. Nick, please, I think I know what I'm talking about. I'm 10 episodes in.
So Scar does. Have you seen his back yet?
No.
Okay. Once you see his back, you'll understand.
Ed needs an alchemy circle.
Ed.
Or no, Al doesn't does. Need an, Al does.
Neither of them need it.
Al can't clap. Al breaks a radio and then spends like 4 minutes drawing this big chalk circle. And then makes the radio go back to normal.
Wait, you actually might be right.
Ed, yeah. In a later episode, actually, another radio gets broken. And Ed's like, yo, pew, pew. Yeah, like.
So Ed has to touch the part of his body he lost to truth.
Uh-huh.
And that's like, and then like he makes the circle by clapping his hands together.
Okay.
So like he's basically tapping into the power of truth by touching the arm he lost. Oh. I guess he could also touch his leg. I don't think Al is able to do it because he lost his entire body.
So he couldn't just like start ham boning and like do some alchemy. Like it's because it's the arm.
It's been so.
Because that's kind of
neat. No, yeah, that's why he has to clap. That's why he'll usually clap and then like turn his like,
Yeah, what? He makes a blade. That's another
called. What is the metal
like,
called?
Yeah, it's like mail? Automail.
Automail, that's what it is. Yeah.
Here's my other qualm.
Your qualm.
Is that.
There's an unnecessary L in there for sure.
Is that. Ed is constantly like, I'm not going to kill for you. No way.
Mm-hmm.
Quit making a fucking knife hand, my dude.
There's definitely less sharp options. Yeah, there's definitely you could make a hammer.
Yeah.
You could, but that being said, law of conservation. Have you heard that enough yet?
Oh,
Equivalent exchange. Oh, my goodness.
There's a bit where Shao Tucker gives a good zing at one point.
Love that for
where
him.
Where he's like, they're great like, guy. Give us great guy. Yeah. Clever, smart man, rational too. That's what I like about him.
Listen.
Yeah.
Not even to be inflammatory.
Okay.
Kind of on his side.
In what regard?
Okay, listen.
In what regard? Listen,
I'll give you the spiel that I've given TikTok a couple of times here. First off, he's going to lose his alchemist badge. That's how he makes
There are other jobs.
That's how he makes a living.
That's how he makes fucking meatballs with teeth and like three-headed chimpanzees. What are you talking about? He has a big meatball monster in a cage. Don't think I didn't notice that.
The Olive Garden special. I'll take the crunchy meatball.
He makes a big spicy meatball with a bunch of fucking teeth.
It's dad's job to make the money for the house. And if he gets embarrassed by losing his job, then he's got to kill everybody.
Yeah, he's like, this a meatball eats a you.
Yeah.
That's Shao Tucker.
The spiciest of meatball is the one that costs your life.
Okay, so he's going to lose his license.
Yeah. And everybody knows families would rather be dead than embarrassed through the medium of their father.
Ask Vin Diesel that.
No chance
Vin Diesel would ever be like, my car or my family.
You don't think if Vin Diesel was about to be embarrassed in front of his entire family, he would willingly fucking kill them? if Vin Diesel was getting bent over by some bad guy, just absolutely violent, he wouldn't put Remy out of her misery?
Someone's just running donuts around him in a race, and he's just like, has his hand on Brian Jr.'s throat, like... Just like, I'll kill this kid. You gotta let me win.
The very serious undertones of every Vin Diesel race is that if he loses, he's just killing everybody.
I like the idea that it's like, I'm gonna win for family. And he starts losing. He's like, no, please, no, I'll give you anything.
All right, well, family's gotta go then. But there's also the fact that, everyone's like, he uses his wife. He used his daughter.
Yeah.
Only women around him. Only people around him.
Only women around him. Why is it gotta be a woman? Nick, what are you saying? What are you saying, Nick?
Well, listen, here's the thing. Here's the thing. All right, so Shao Tucker, what's his grand goal?
I guess just keep being an alchemist.
Animal girls. That's his grand goal. He's trying to make Nekos and dog girls and bunny girls. And God damn it, he's the only man brave enough to do it. And listen, science, the scientific process requires many more failures than success. You give Shao Tucker 100, 200 women. Mm. Eventually, we're going to get that prototypical perfect cat ears, little tail. Maybe pause. We're getting Leone from A Kami Got Kill. I got A Kami Got Kill on the brand. I'm making a YouTube video about it right now. And that's the scientific process. He's the only one brave enough. We're just seeing the early days of it. But no, Scar had to kill him. Scar had to get rid of the only genius, the only man brave enough to try and bring us the girls of our dreams.
You know what, Nick?
Mm-hmm. Coming around on it?
You're on to something.
Coming
You're
around on
to something, my friend.
Only women she had.
Listen, I wasn't on your side. Then I didn't consider that whatever he turned his wife into must have been fucking hot.
Yeah. Bingo.
I didn't consider I'd want to fucking slam that wife.
This feels like the Always Sunny video, the Always Sunny episode where Mac and Dennis are talking about evolution and Charlie's the deciding vote. It's like, I don't know.
You know what? This opinion isn't shocking at all coming from the man who, when I glanced at his phone earlier today, I saw like an ad for furry porn.
Yep. Well, listen, you know, it's like, I want to be like those old Barstool articles where they're like, we keep getting all of these ads for gay cruises. Google is gayifying us. And it's like,
gay
that shit.
Gay cruises?
It was like a Barstool thing from like the early 2010s when they're like, Google's trying to push their gay agenda onto us. Yeah. And it was like, I keep getting all of these ads about gay cruises. And it's like, it literally says like Google spot. Like it's like Google for you or some shit.
I would love an ad about a gay cruise.
Oh, they exist. Oh, they very much
That's
exist.
So funny.
The gays love boats. They love boats. Ask any one of them.
That's so funny.
It's Pride Month by the time this comes out. Gays, do you like boats? Answer
call
in the comments.
Call in. 918-666-OTAKUS.
Yes. Is that enough numbers?
It's your number.
I feel like that's yeah, somehow
I
got it.
This morning.
I got cinco. That's me, baby.
Nueve dos.
That's just a Spanish lawyer.
I think that's a GTA bit, right?
Is it?
Yeah. It's
that's
like,
also a Family Guy bit, so I think it's bit in general.
But have you watched the original version of, like, the original anime of the Xiao Tucker episode?
No.
It's way worse.
Really?
I see your reasoning now.
Okay.
All that makes sense. You see, if you just watch the Brotherhood one, that's making you horny. That makes sense. I'm like, this...
I see the vision here.
Yeah, this dude is, like, three sacrifices away from making Beastars happen.
Exactly,
like,
yeah.
I'm on board.
You give me that... Listen, that rabbit?
Haru?
Respectfully? Haru? It's legal. Is she?
Respectfully,
I would wait for her legal age.
First off, she's a fucking rabbit.
You wouldn't split Judy Hopps down the middle?
I'm just saying, I think it'd be ridiculous for someone to be like, I know she's a cartoon and a rabbit, but she's an ambiguous high school age.
Like, she's 16, you bastard. You're like, I think bestiality was the more important thing on this list here. Judy Hopps, Lola Bunny, and then that one. Split
in
them
that
like a
order?
No.
Hops is on top. Your order is good.
Needlessly sexualized. like hot.
Hops is a cutie. Hops is a cutie.
Lola
with
Bunny though has got that like. I'm talking about first Lola Bunny because they nerfed my girl in the second movie. That was bullshit.
She was like 40 in the second movie for
good,
some reason.
Good.
Like,
she's a rabbit and a MILF. An R MILF? Hell yeah, baby.
No, I mean in the second one.
Yeah.
Okay, go on.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Listen, are you saying 40-year-olds can't wear crop tops anymore?
No, I don't.
Ageist.
Go on. I'm
Ageism
sorry.
Ageism is crazy out here. No, Judy Hopps, Lola Bunny, and then the last one whose name I don't remember.
So the same order, Haru?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I agree. Judy Hopps, absolute cutie patootie. Lola Bunny, like, wouldn't even talk to me. So, like, I don't...
Kind of in that, though.
That's, like, one of those girls I don't even, like, throw in the running. Like, one of those, like, A, like, S-tier popular girls in your high school that everyone's like, yo, like, that I almost doxed a girl just now.
Is her address? Yeah, I found it because she would not invite me over.
Yeah, like, one of those girls that, like, all the guys are just like, yo, like, that girl's gorgeous. Like, I would do insane things to her. And I'm like, I'm not even, like, in her, like, weight class. Like,
you, like, lie. You're like, nah, she's not that attractive. And you're like, god damn it.
Yeah, find me a B-tier girl and then,
oh, just give me a straight 7 out of 10 who's got a great personality and maybe knows a thing or two about anime. Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah, what was I going to say? I was going to say, like, here's a good tangent to whatever we were just talking about.
The Full Metal Alchemist?
Full Metal Alchemist. What anime woman, to take us off, what do you think you would have a shot with?
I'd have a shot with?
Yeah, like, not even, like, because, like, obviously you can be like, I want As Death. I'm not impressive enough for As Death. Yeah. Like, she'll be like, oh, where's your Incursio? God damn it. If I keep talking about Akame Ga Kill, I'm going to kill myself. But, like, it's just, like, there's so many incredible women out there in anime. Who's the one who you're like, I feel like I could slide in those DMs?
Can we do men and women?
Sure.
Because I want to do both.
Okay.
I think This one's so... This is just because I'm, like, watching Full Metal Alchemist.
Gotcha.
What is that fucking absolute cutie patootie in the turtleneck and glasses who's, like, now they're, like, histographer? What is that girl's name? Woo! Like, Chelsea or something?
Oh, you haven't even met Risa Hawkeye yet. No. There's better from this show. This
is just, like, regular-ass librarian girl.
Glasses, girl, FMAB.
Gorgeous.
Sheska?
Yes, Sheska.
Sheska?
Sheska. Yo, Sheska. I see your face. I saw the picture. Sheska is a cutie.
You know what? You know,
Sheska is a capital Q, capital T. But you know what? If I want to go a little more
my brother in Christ, this is just Sarah.
Sorry, I'm attracted to my girlfriend. Easy with somebody the, else. Easy with the porn of her.
Yeah, somebody
look, she
else.
She does look identical to Sarah.
This is my brother. This is your girlfriend.
And my girlfriend's a cutie.
She is.
If I want to get a little more mainstream,
okay.
I think I could score. Oh no, I can't believe I forgot her name. Who sexually assaults Denji?
Makima?
No, other one.
Oh, Himeno?
Himeno. I think I get Himeno. Himeno's like, that's like fair. An artsy, indie, like, kind of girl.
She wears Doc Martens, for sure.
She wears Doc Martens. Yep. Like, she's into Tarantino, like...
Oh, yeah.
She's into, like...
Pulp Fiction yeah. Poster, like, in her bedroom.
She's into, like, Cage the Elephant, Arctic Monkeys, yeah. Like, I can get with
all you have to Himeno. Do is, like, smoke a cigarette and be, like, kind of distant, and yeah you're gonna... It's gonna work out.
Yeah, yeah.
Personally, I think... I think I could bag Ramen. I think I could bag.
Who's
I think
Ramen.
Robin.
Robin.
Yeah, yeah.
You did not say Robin.
I did not.
You said Ramen. I said Ramen.
Yeah. That's how nervous I got about the idea of bagging Robin. Robin?
Think you could bag Robin?
Absolutely.
What are you talking about?
Oh, listen. All right. No, she is. Here's the thing. Robin is my dream woman. Yeah. She's 6'2".
Yeah.
But like, oh yeah, right. Insane.
Whoa.
But like, Robin's just nice. Yeah. She's nice to everyone. She's kind of like that, like, she's like maternal figure on the yeah. on the whole boat. Listen.
But you think you can. Score here's with
my
Robin.
Thing. Here's my thing. It's like when Batman has fights. Uh-huh. When everyone's like, oh, what about prep time?
Yeah.
Right? I'm assuming I have prep time with Robin.
Okay,
I'm reading up on archaeology all day long. I'm going to be like, listen, I'm sorry about what happened to your hometown.
Yeah.
Tell me about what you read on the tablets.
Right.
I'm also interested in all of the tomes
and
all of that.
But do you come in? I want to know how strong you're coming in because you can come in strong. And so, I'm Robin.
I can come in strong?
You can come in strong.
Okay.
You're a strong comer, right?
If anybody would know.
Yeah. So, here's what we're going to do. I'll be Robin, right? I'm like smoking a cigarette. I've got an arm coming out of my forearm.
Holding the cigarette.
Yeah, like coming out of my
so
forearm.
So her other two hands could just do nothing.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm like, you know, doing whatever Robin does. I'm like playing with my boobs or whatever.
Of course. Like, big time Robin activities.
Yeah, big arm coming out of my bicep.
Mm-hmm.
Just looking at the horizon.
It's me?
It's you.
It's me?
It's you.
I'd be like, hey girl, are you an archaeologist? Because I want to arc that. I think I peed. I think can we start over? No, right. I definitely peed.
Right,
I think,
I'll stop you right here because we're already sleeping with each other at this point.
Hell yeah.
It's already worked.
And that's how I got Dorothy, ladies and gentlemen.
Guys, welcome to our most like chauvinistic episode yet. Like 30 minutes of just like that's why I was
this
like,
this is what they come for.
That's why I was like, can we toss in some guys like for any of our audience?
Okay. All right. What's the man you could seduce very easily from anime?
Yo, I could get
so,
like,
but most of them are so horny. It would be so easy.
I could get like adult Deku, like I just some nerd ass dude who I'm like,
easy. That's a layup.
I come in just like a nerd dude, just wants to talk about his favorite hobby. Mm-hmm. I come in and I'm like, yeah, like I come in. Knowing exactly as much as him, but like playing it cool. And I'm like, yeah,
sounding
man. Like,
board.
Yeah, Endeavor's cool, but like, you know, I think number four should actually be number one. And he's like, oh, no way. I have all these notes. We should compare.
Mm-hmm.
I got Deku before in you the know bag. It,
love.
I got Deku in the bag.
I gotta say, I feel like Aizawa. I think that's, I'm also gonna go my hero because, mm-hmm. like, I always attract to the quiet. Like, yeah. It's just, like, who I've always right. dated or yeah. people substantially quieter than right. me. Because that way, they just push me out forward, and I take all of the attention away from them.
Yeah.
It's, like, why our friendship is very rare. Because, like, we're both fucking loud, and I love it. That's why I love having you around, because I can just push you out. And that's why I love, like, having Jose and other content creators in my circle. Because, like, finally, I can be like, oh, my God, I get to shut the fuck up for a little bit. It's so nice.
I don't like that this is the tangent that spawned from which dude could you fuck from anime. What? And you're like, this is why I love Danny. This is why I love Jose.
Yeah, because I'm just trying to bounce up yeah. in those. Have you seen Jose's ass?
Jose's got a fucking ass, dude.
He's thick. He's thick.
Jose's got an absolute pooper.
Like, every time we're in public, I'm like,
yeah.
God.
Jose's got a porcelain shattering dump truck.
Yeah, like, you sit down too hard, you get the recoil. But yeah, no, Aizawa's absolutely. I feel like I'm bagging up Aizawa every day of the week.
Nice.
Because, like, also Kakashi, I feel like.
Yeah.
Definitely gay. Feel like I could get him. Maybe. Here's the thing. I could get Mike Guy. I wouldn't want to.
No?
Too much.
Too much. He's intense.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like two positives just burn each other out.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I just be like, then he loves Kakashi. So maybe I just get to be dark and broody forever.
What about, I feel like you'd be into like a, who's Shikamaru's mentor? Just a chill
Asuma?
Dude. Just, yeah.
That's a great fucking choice.
Just a chill, cool dude.
That's a
dude.
Great fucking choice. Yeah. Oh, I would fall asleep in Asuma's arms any day of the week, dude. Yeah. He would. My biggest beef, though, is he would smell like cigarettes constantly.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And, like, also a beard. Yeah. That's my thing. It's like, that's the reason. Yeah. That's the reason I don't think I could ever go men. I just scruff on my scruff. I'd be like, I would just, for some reason, that sensory, like, thing is what throws me.
Yeah. I have every now and then, like, I think that, too, and I'm... probably agree. I've like, there's one guy I know who is just, I'm like, for some reason, infatuated with his whole look.
Yeah.
And he's got like a beard. And I'm like, that's a dude. If I ever fuck a dude, that's the guy I'm fucking.
I don't know if I have one of those.
Yeah.
I don't know if I was like in my immediate circle.
Yeah. That's probably for the best. It's definitely weird when I'm like,
I feel like Jennings would be up there. It's a hot man.
Ugh, that's another where I'm like, that dude's out of my, that's like, fair. That's a fictional character.
But we're small. Like, talls love us.
Yeah.
I feel like in the same sex relationship.
But you're small and stocky. I'm like this fucking,
you're a twink.
Like, green bean monster.
Yeah, people love that.
I suppose.
People love that shit, man. Yeah. Oh my God. You know how you love like little, like...
Whoa, what is this? For our listeners, Nick just went into a fucking altered state, started like grabbing at something in front of him. He's like, you know, you fucking love this. And just his eyes were vibrating at me. What are you talking about?
I was literally this close to just doing that. And be like, you know, you love little girls.
Oh my God. No, I do not. I have felt like I've been on the edge of being canceled this whole episode. What do you mean?
Oh, fuck. I meant like small women. I meant like physically.
How dare you? My mom watches this, Nick. You know you love little girls? You just grab them. The parents screaming and you're just like, what are you going to do about it? Go loop the thing and think about what you've done.
Okay. So... now we can get into our topics for the week here because...
now we can flee from our past topics.
I think we should retreat from all of those takes, most likely. So I watched.
Yeah.
I did my homework.
Okay.
I finally did it.
Yeah. Nick watched Arcane.
I watched
because
Arcane.
Because he lost last week's game. I had to remind you halfway through the week.
Which was rigged, mind you.
No.
Last time I'll do homework on this podcast, most definitely.
No chance.
Absolutely.
Not if me and Stank have anything to say about it.
I guess. I just got to learn what all of your preferences are.
Yeah. So Arcane, way better than Castlevania.
So
way better.
All right. I'm going into Arcane.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't want to like this, right? I don't want Danny to be correct. I don't want to like this. Uh-huh. You know, it just seems like this whole thing that everybody, like, it seems everyone gaslighted each other into enjoying it. Uh-huh. I thought it was like, oh, you know, the hype. But then, man, the intro song, fucking who sings
the Imagine Dragons song, Enemy?
Who sings it?
Imagine Dragons. The one's like, oh, the misery. Everybody wants to be.
That's
my enemy.
Who is it?
Imagine Dragons.
Imagine dragging these nuts across your chin. I wrote that joke down the second I started the show. that was the first thing I wrote down. For those of you listening in an audio form, Daniel has tears in his eyes.
I'm crying and I'm not even laughing that much. Like, my heart's broken for some reason. I'm like crying for real.
I shit you.
Look at me.
I shit you not. The first thing I wrote on Trading Arc this week is I watched Arcane. Who sings the intro? Dragon Nuts.
That was the biggest betrayal I've ever experienced.
Oh, fuck.
I'm like not even laughing. I just felt like tears well up in my eyes. I can't believe you would leave me on like
top
that.
Five that was trails.
So fucked up.
Oh, Christ. I've been playing that one for three
tell
days.
Tell me Arcane's the best show you've ever seen before I rip your scrotum from between your legs.
Can I give you my live notes on it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So first two episodes, fine. They're
okay,
fine.
Fair. Super they're just, fine, if you will.
That's just, they were okay.
Yeah.
I hated Powder. I'm counting down the seconds until this bitch dies. Just, oh no, I'm useless. You're like, you're nine. You're from the Fissures.
When
get
you
it
said,
together.
Right, because you texted me and you were like, when does this bitch die? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, do you mean metaphorically? Do you not know that she's going to become Jinx?
So I thought that Jinx had pink and blue hair. So for the first two episodes, I thought that Vi and Jinx I thought they were going to fuse. Because I thought I'd seen her at like conventions and like she had like pink and blue hair. And I was like, okay, like some hex tech thing is going to make these two fuse. Never happened.
No, it does not.
And so she's like, oh, I'm going to save the day. Throws a bob.
Yeah.
Kills her father.
Kills everybody. All her friends.
Never saw the chubby friend again.
Died.
In that moment?
Yeah, he dies in that explosion. You see the glasses are all fucked up and bloody.
Gotcha. Did not mean he died to me, but yeah. So like, dead. And then Milo becomes a shimmer addict, and you see him later, I think, right? That's him.
I think, or he dies. I don't know.
Well, because the Kiriman and Vi go to like the underworld, and Vi's been stabbed, and there's like this little like hunchback man.
Oh, maybe
like,
that is Milo.
Like, I don't want Vi to see me.
Yeah.
I think
Milo. Yeah, right. I haven't seen it since it came out.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So first two episodes, fine. Yeah. The music, incredible. Hold the way through.
I'm not saying anything anymore.
The outside of like just like the intro being like oh the misery.
Yeah. Did you like when they show up in the show?
Which
when
like,
they did a music
like,
video.
They are such an average looking group of white men, and they just like put them in this bar in like some post-grunge neo-punk outfit, and I'm like, they're not that cool looking.
I did reviews for each arc because it's three arcs, the show. And they released it like episode 1 through 3 one week. 4 through 6 the next week. Mm. So each arc I did reviews. And in the second arc, when they show up, I was like, flawless arc, like other than Imagine Dragons
just
being
showing
in it.
Up.
Just being it. And people were like, what's wrong with Imagine Dragons? I love their music. And I'm like, they're fucking in it.
Yeah.
Like,
it's just weird.
I like 3 Days Grace. I don't want them to show up in Game of Thrones.
Yeah,
like,
I want 30 Seconds to Mars. I want Jared Leto animated into my Naruto episode. Yeah, what the fuck are we doing here? It's like in SpongeBob when they put real people in and you're like...
It's like Game of Thrones when Ed Sheeran is in it.
That was so weird. That was so unnecessary too. But yeah, so that was interesting.
So first two episodes, fine.
Mm-hmm.
Implying that
Marcus is like the cop guy.
Yeah.
They hand him money. They're like, thanks for being a corrupt cop. They throw him the money. He takes it.
Yeah.
And then like, he sees that like what he did, like, I don't know, like, killed somebody or something. It was like, did something bad. And he drops the money.
Yeah.
If you did something horrible, like somebody was like, I need you to like, someone's like, hey, just keep this door open. Like, you're a security guard at a bank or something.
Yeah.
Like, keep this door open.
Yeah, be corrupt for a bit.
Yeah, they're like 20 grand. It's something minor, you think? And then they're like, we killed everybody inside. But they give you the 20 grand. Do you get rid of the 20 grand?
No chance.
No chance.
Absolutely.
Right? No chance.
Other than, like, the unyielding... Any guilt I would feel would be from, like, fuck, my lawsuit, my, like... trial is gonna go a lot worse if I keep this money. You know what I mean? Like, you'll be convicted harder, I think.
That's fair.
But no, for sure, keep the money.
I feel guilty. It's like, you can feel guilty and poor or guilty and rich. I'm gonna be guilty and rich.
Yeah,
fuck,
for sure.
Me?
Do something good with the money. If you really feel that
charity,
bad.
Don't just leave it.
Yeah, help rebuild this shit-asshole Zahn.
Yeah, throw it at one of the families who got killed or something. I don't fucking know, but like, don't just drop it. It's so stupid. It's such a dumb premise in movies. They're like, oh, my guilt. I can't use this. This is blood money. Fuck that.
That's like the equivalent of like murdering your way to the end boss and then being like, I'm not like you, and leaving him alive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, all of my friends are dead.
You've killed everyone you've made eye contact with.
It's like literally like you on site with people who weren't even attacking you.
Yeah.
So that was cool. Vi struggled with one dude in the beginning. And then like episode 3, she puts on those metal gauntlets. It's just mopping like 12 dudes simultaneously.
It helps.
Just an insane training arc, apparently. Yeah. It's like one guy who like eventually turns into the Shimmer Fiend.
Yeah.
And it's just like apparently the world's greatest fighter, but like,
she boxes a ton. You see her train.
What?
Yeah, that's all you need. How many times you got to see her train?
I guess. And then my actual comment was, did this bitch just kill everybody? Which was to Jinx.
Yes.
Because I was like, holy Christ. I was like, I was texting you, when does Powder die?
Yeah.
I was also texting you, Vander's kind of a pussy, because I said my favorite.
I know, that was infuriating.
Because he was, for objectively for the first two episodes, and then great moment.
Yeah.
Great, like, you know, he's like, I'm going to go fight Silco.
Yeah.
Get stabbed. Then he like takes Shimmer and saves everybody, or at least saves the two daughters. But like, he was like, no, we can't. Listen, what the beauty of this story, and I'm going to tell you right now, because I can see you're on the edge of your seat, 9 out of 10. Very good.
Not fucking better than, thank God.
Not better than Castlevania. I'm not taking anything from Arcane.
Okay.
Castlevania is 4 seasons long.
Yeah.
It's there is just as much nuance and beautiful characters and story building in Castlevania as there is Arcane, but it's done over a longer period. Yeah. But Arcane, 9 out of 10. Very, good. Very.
Nick has been riling me up all week.
Yeah.
Sending me texts and shit like this. I only got the first half of these notes where he's like, when's this bitch die? Vander's a pussy.
So, okay. Objectively, the first two arcs, first one's fine. Second one's good. Last one, masterpiece.
Yeah.
Last three episodes.
I think episode 3 is like an absolute masterpiece. When Vi punches the shit out of Jinx.
Yeah.
I like nearly cry every time. Like still rewatching.
Watching her break down was very interesting. Yeah. Watching her turn into the character that she is very interesting. And then you understand that like they've been separated for so long.
Yeah.
It's also the true beauty of the story is the nuance in the characters.
Yeah.
Like there's no one who's 100% good or 100% bad. Even Silco in the end is redeemed.
Yeah.
Like Silco is killed by Jinx, actually. Yeah. And Jinx,
in this weird saw like ass setting. Yeah.
Yeah. And like he's like, I never would have given you up. He's like, he's talking to the statue of Vander, being like, is there anything more undoing than a daughter? Like,
yeah.
Like a beautiful character arc. Like you see that he's losing a grip on like the underworld because of his love for his daughter. But at the same time, his motivations are legit.
Yeah.
I even texted you. I was like, the Silco guy seems cool because like in the first three episodes, quite honestly, I sided with him more than I did with Vander.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, like what? There's like literally this is apartheid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like this is
just
apartheid.
Just wants independence for Zaun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, this is apartheid. Like they're like living in the slums. They're not allowed to go to the other side. They're living in abject poverty.
Yeah.
And like, sure. Then he then floods the streets with drugs.
Yeah.
That's kind of where he lost me.
Yeah,
I was like,
all right,
the Reaganomics here are losing me a little bit. But like in the beginning, he was like, yeah, I just want like the freeze on. And like, he was like, in the end, he was like, here's my like conditional surrender. I'll get rid of Shimmer.
Yeah.
And we just want to be independent. And I was like, once again, back on his side. Right. And then he's like, I wouldn't have given up Jinx. And I was like, back again on his side. And like, I think every single character, I think out of all the characters, Vi is the most one note.
Mm-hmm.
Like she's interesting.
Yeah.
Because like, she like has her motivations of trying to get Jinx back. And so like, she's trying to deal with Kiriman. But like,
no, I would agree.
Never switches. She's always the good person.
I would agree that Vi is the most one note. Not that that makes her like, you know, like a 1 out of 10 character or anything.
Yeah.
But she is entirely carried on just being cool as hell.
Yeah.
Like
tattoos and boxing. You're that's
just,
sick spot.
Just very sick in general. I think Caitlyn sucks a little.
Kiriman is so up her own ass. It's very annoying. Like, it's like, it's just like a born on third bitch thinking she's saving the world. It's like the best way I can explain it is like Christian missionaries who go to Africa for a week and they're like, we fixed Africa. And it's like, no, it takes years to make even the smallest dent in like colonialized poverty.
Yeah. And I get that's probably like the arc, like, you know, like you said, season one, everyone's still just starting out. And like, I think when they do season two, Caitlyn definitely is one of those characters that needs like some intense care put towards to like make me interested in her.
Because like, I don't know, like I think they should have played, like her relationship with Vi was cool, but like every time I was with them, I was like, I don't really give a shit.
Yeah.
You know, I'd rather be with Jace, Victor, who were supposed to be like the back.
Victor's sick.
Victor is a very cool and like devastating backstory.
Yeah.
And like, also I would have died for Rio. The little fucking, the what is it? It's what, the pink little.
Heimerdinger?
No.
Oh, the like, what is that?
What is that? It's an animal. It's not a real animal.
It's not a real animal.
No.
The little.
Well, obviously it's not real. They scaled it up.
Not.
They're like Puffle. little stupid.
Yeah. Poro. It's a Poro in the League War. It's just a fluffy guy, right?
No, you're talking about Heimerdinger's...
like pet thing. Yeah.
No, I'm talking about the doctor who worked with Victor when he was young.
Oh, an Axolotl or whatever?
Axowaddle. Axowaddle, that's what it is. Yeah. The big ass Axowaddle. Yeah. I would have died for that thing. Speaking of Heimerdinger, sounds like a slur for German people. Like, I'm like, am I wrong?
Heimerdinger is one of those things that like, because there's Heimerdinger, there's a character called Volleybear, which is just a volleyball joke.
Okay.
There's a lot of characters that, like, the lore team inherited from when League had, like, just bullshit nothing lore.
Gotcha.
That they seemingly regret, or, like, are like, like, all right, we gotta keep his name Heimerdinger, that's his name. Mm-hmm. But, like, now that League of Legends is, like, taking itself seriously, it sucks that one of the, like, Freljord, which I guess is a faction you don't know yet, but one of the, like, northern factions, like, God of Thunder is a big bear called Volleybear, which is a volleyball pun.
Oh, like, Jesus Christ. Why?
It's like, yeah, it's just so like...
What characters in Arcane are from League? I'm assuming Vi, Jinx, and Heimerdinger?
Vi, Jinx, Caitlyn, Heimerdinger, Jace, Victor...
Oh my God.
And I... Echo. You remember Echo, the kid?
Oh, yeah, yeah, the one
he's
with
got
the,
a crazy
the white,
scene.
The white dreads were sick. Like, his battle against Jinx, crazy.
Very cool.
Super cool.
Very
also, cool. Like, a very slept-on character, like, found... Yeah. I didn't know, like, they really, like, brushed over the concept that there's no trees left. They're like, you found a tree? And I was like, is this a thing?
Yeah, found a tree!
And, you know, I was like, I thought we all had... I'm just now learning this was rare.
Yeah, they're all from the game, but what's so good about Arcane is that, like, Victor... In Arcane is so nothing like he's pre whatever the fuck he is in League.
Gotcha.
Like they went so early with him, with Jace, I guess with everyone, like Jinx starts as a kid, but it's like, they're such original takes on like the world and on them. Mm-hmm. And also there are like a good, like Silco's not in the game. Vander's not in the game.
Gotcha.
Maybe there's theories.
Okay. But they're dead.
That he's a character. They're
dead.
Well, at the end, did you see at the end, Singed, the guy with the, who's also in the game.
Yeah.
He's got a, like, bandana. He, like, grabs Vander's body and is, like, fucking with it.
The guy who had Rio, Singed. The guy who took, skin off his face.
Yeah. He's also in the game, but people think he's gonna turn Vander into, like, a werewolf character from the game.
Isn't there already a werewolf in League? Isn't there there's a big wolf.
Yes. They think that's Vander.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah.
That's kind of
so
sick.
Vander's maybe not in the game. Mel's not in the game. Do you remember Mel, the girl Jace fucks?
Oh.
Yeah, the one Jace bangs.
Listen.
More importantly, Mel's mom is not in the game, and that's a crime.
My brother in Christ, that was one of my talking points. My last talking point is literally... there's a lot of hot women in this show, but the Madara?
Yeah.
The Madarada, I don't remember what their names were. Her mom? Remember that little, soft Timothy Chalamet archetype, like, white twink she has? Yeah. And that's just, like massaging her feet and, has, like, wine for her?
Yeah.
I want that to be me so badly.
Dude.
So badly.
Mel's mom is the coolest fucking character.
Just pulls up out of nowhere.
Just in this, like, Roman, like, Spartan bathhouse, like, gets up, like, ass naked.
Ripped.
Huge.
Yeah.
Ripped. Like, has this little, like, Timothy Chalamet just hand and foot on her, like... Mm-hmm. So cool.
She's like, I'm going to taste the local cuisine. And I was like, I would.
So cool.
I was like, I'm not enough man, but fuck would I try. Like,
oh my God.
Yeah.
That's a death by snoo-snoo. Like,
that'd be a wild ride.
Yeah.
But my thing is, so Vi, I was like, I think Vi is Doomfist. Like, right. It was like, that is like, it's just like, okay. Yeah. Like big
She's
old
like
gauntlets.
Doomfist verse, first, but yeah. Like,
okay. Cause she came before Doomfist.
But yes, in the game, that's what Vi does. Like you hold down Q, charges up a punch, does the punch.
Oh my God.
And then her only other attack is like shockwave punches.
Gotcha.
Literally Doomfist. Also her ultimate is that uppercut move Doomfist does.
Oh.
Truly, literally Doomfist.
That's crazy.
Yeah. You should play League.
I've played League and I've enjoyed it. I played like three games. And I was like, this is fun. And everyone was like, get off. And I was like, all right.
Damn.
And everyone was like, get off. And I was like, they're like, you enjoyed League. And I was like, I did enjoy League. They're like, get ahead of it. They're like, you'll never.
Before
like,
you stop enjoying it.
Before you get like racially slurred or something. Yeah. I was like, all right, yeah, that's fine.
I love League. We should play.
I'm a big Siege guy currently.
Yeah, I know.
That's what I want. Actually, they did just come up with the Siege movie. It was very bad.
They came out with a Siege movie?
Michael B. Jordan, main character of it. It's got like, I think it's got like a 3 on IMDb.
They just came out.
Oh, it's fully out.
Ubisoft did.
Well, I don't know if Ubisoft was involved with it, but there was a Rainbow Six Siege, like Tom Clancy's like Rainbow Six Siege movie that came. Yeah.
That's insane.
With Michael B. Jordan.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's out.
That's crazy.
Like, very critically panned as like being horrific.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
That's so wild.
Which is like wild because like, I don't know, like there's not that much lore, but like a lot of cool characters. You can do something with it, but video game movies, man. So yes, good, not as good as Castlevania, but I understand the hype. If anything is the best thing about it, the music design was crazy. Also, the characters
there we go.
Were also very, very good. But the music design, like, genuinely very, very good.
Thank God you didn't come on this podcast and be a fucking asshole about it. Mm-hmm. Post dragging these nuts across your
face.
Listen,
that was all I wanted. That is
despite
all
breaking my whittle heart.
Mm-hmm. Like, my achy, wakey, wool heart.
Thank God you liked it. I still have only seen the first season of Castlevania, so mm-hmm. I might have to, like, crush through that if you ever give me homework for that.
That's a good transition. Switching to our games here. So we actually have two games today because me and Danny are trying to do a new thing where we post like one really short game as a TikTok and then we just have our regular games, which
the draft
are long.
Is hardly a game. I don't think you can win it.
No,
it's
no,
more
you
an
can't.
Activity.
Exactly. Yeah. It's an activity, and you guys play it long by telling us in the comments, or you know, maybe we'll make a poll, like, who won this week's draft.
I thought you were going to be like, you guys play along by either letting us know in the comments or just fucking off.
Or just...
Just fucking off for once.
Write a letter, flush it down the toilet. I genuinely don't give a shit. Make sure the letter is addressed to
just
Nick doesn't
care. Just leaving
us
alone.
Yeah, like, honestly, enough. All right, back up. So, yes, we're going to be doing a lot more of these because they're popular on TikTok, and me and Danny are desperate for fame. If we're gonna be wide open with you here, we're content creators, and to be successful, you do what's popular.
So what's the draft?
So the draft, ladies and gentlemen, today me and Danny are going to be drafting the most useless anime team.
Yeah.
So do you want to go first?
Sure. First up, I have Goten. I think Goten is number 5 most useless character. His only use is to be the other half of Gotenks.
And while he is the least useful out of Goku's family,
yeah,
could have got him in the 5th round very easily. Way too early.
Listen, you can, are we starting least to most useless?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
No. Most to least useless.
Nobody does that.
Listen.
Who cares about, everyone wants to know the first one. People will stay and watch to find out who number one most useless is.
No. Think about the way a draft works. You're building a team.
Okay.
So you want to get your most useless people, like the universally agreed upon most useless people. This is your first round pick.
All right, whatever. I fucked it up. It's Goten.
No, we'll scrap it.
Goten.
Okay. You want to keep going?
Goten. Yeah,
all
Goten.
Right, cut all of that. Just be like, keep the Goten bit, and that'll be the TikTok. Yeah. All right. Up first.
Yeah.
First easiest pick of my life. 10-10. Oh, my goodness. People think Sakura? No.
Yeah. 10-10's a good
useful.
One.
10-10's not even in the show.
10-10's a great one.
Go second. Yeah.
Chiaotzu.
Chiaotzu.
Listen, this whole list could be Dragon Ball characters. Mm-hmm. It's not. Chiaotzu, what a fucking bozo.
Listen,
can you imagine killing yourself and not even leaving a scratch on the enemy doing it?
The only thing he damaged was Tien's emotions.
Yeah.
That was literally
the only thing he damaged was like 40 seconds of my day.
Exactly. I'll meet you at Dragon Ball.
Yeah.
Way below Chiaotzu. Imagine doing nothing and getting all the credit for it. Mr. Satan. Layup.
Yeah.
Absolute layup. At least Chiaotzu left a scratch.
Yeah. That's fair. Number 3, I have Psyduck.
Psyduck.
I have Psyduck.
I didn't even think about Pokemon.
Yeah.
That's
a
steal.
Psyduck blows. Guess what? Not even a psychic type. Did you know that?
Yeah. Water.
Just a duck. No wonder he's so stressed out. Everybody's like, hey, Psyduck, do a magic trick. And he's like, I can't. I'm just a duck.
I just have a Prozac subscription. Like, all right. You know what? I wasn't even going to go Pokemon.
Yeah.
But I think I got to meet you in the middle here. Yep. Magikarp.
Magikarp, for sure.
For sure. Oh, all you know is Splash?
Yeah.
And Splash does is by the end of Splash, you can struggle.
But he has the potential to become a Gyarados.
And Psyduck can become Golduck.
Ooh, a Golduck.
It's not bad. Misty
made
it work.
He's not even a gold type either.
Oh, yeah.
Nick.
Gold, yeah. The well-known Pokemon type. Go.
I have whoever's cutting everybody's hair in Boruto. Fuck that guy. That's, fire his ass.
You know what? Deep cut. But I think that's going to be some late round efficiency right there. I think that's going to be appreciated, honestly.
Fire that dude's ass. That guy single-handedly is ruining years, decades of character design goodwill.
Ruined Gaara. Ruined Rock Lee. Ruined Naruto. Just the barbershop. Shut it down.
Ruined every good-looking character.
That was your fourth pick?
Yeah.
My fourth pick?
Mm-hmm.
I got to go. Tia Gardner.
Tia
Yu-Gi-Oh.
Gardner?
Yeah.
Who is that?
Tia Gardner, Yu-Gi-Oh?
Who even is that?
Oh, it's a deep... Listen, this is...
Original Yu-Gi-Oh?
Yeah.
Who is that?
She was a part of the original Yu-Gi team. She had only cute cards. She was just like a cheerleader. Listen, I'm going to be vindicated in the comments. Tia Gardner, worst duelist...
That's like me pulling up Zatch Bell on
No, you. No, no. Oh, Yu-Gi-Oh. Yeah. Of course, Yu-Gi-Oh. The Zatch Bell of the anime universe. How dare you? Take your last pick.
My last pick, because he took 10-10 from me.
Easy.
My last pick is Buggy the Clown. Buggy the Clown.
That's one of the Warlords of the Sea.
Yeah.
You're disrespecting Buggy the Clown?
Buggy the Clown, at least around Alabama. You took 10-10. I'm out of them.
Oh, you only came in with five?
With five. I forgot you could steal them.
Absolutely.
Okay, go on. Maybe I'll revise.
Oh, no. There's no revisions.
All right, fine. I took him.
Buggy. You got Buggy.
I took Buggy.
All right, you know, my last one that I'm taking. Easiest decision of my life.
Yeah.
Listen, I could have gone Kiba. I could have doubled down in Naruto. Go in Tuxedo Mask.
From Sailor Moon?
Sailor Moon Tuxedo Mask.
He's
that is a
the
man.
Love interest.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Yeah. He pulls up every single time, takes all the credit. He's like Mr. Satan.
Fuck. I should have did the guy in Kakegurui.
Oh, just the main character
just
of Kakegurui?
The main character. Yeah,
listen, ladies and gentlemen. No, I think the Boruto pick, great pick, ladies and gentlemen. Vote. Tell us in the comments. Or we'll make an Instagram poll or something like that. Or a YouTube poll. Who won this draft?
I might have shot myself in the foot with Buggy. I'm going to get like Jujutsu Kaisen levels of hate on that one.
He isn't great.
I know he gets better. I know where I'm at. He just gets launched in the stratosphere.
For Danny's defense, he is an Alabasta.
Yeah.
He's slightly useful in Impel Down.
Okay.
That's like the only... He's slightly useful in Impel Down. And then also he's technically the person who broadcasts Marineford.
Yeah.
And that's it.
It was so hard not to do all Dragon Ball characters.
I could have done Mr. Satan, Yajirobe, and Yamcha.
Yeah. Yajirobe, though.
Yajirobe, yeah.
Big useful move. Do you
cut
remember?
Cut
off Vegeta's tail.
And he makes
huge
sense to me. That's why I didn't use him.
Massive use.
He's got use, absolutely.
Chiaotzu's just such... Tangent.
Mm-hmm.
There is the latest season of Survivor. You ever watch Survivor?
Like the TV show
the
about
TV
surviving?
Show, yeah.
No, this is oddly specific to you and Sarah.
They do games, mm-hmm. right? And like you win like immunity if you win the game. Day one of this most recent season of Survivor,
mm-hmm.
they all come out, they're introducing themselves, they're all happy, excited. They have to do the first obstacle course.
Uh-huh.
They literally just stepped foot on the island. First obstacle of the obstacle course. They have to like crawl under some wood beams.
Okay.
In this like little trench kind of army style. One dude comes in, dives into the wood beam, concusses himself, nearly paralyzes himself, has to go home before the second challenge of the episode.
Holy shit.
How does that guy fucking look at his wife when he comes home? How does that guy come home to his children with a big Band-Aid on his head and is like, you know, I didn't make it. Yeah, but your daddy tried his best.
Like, non-ironically, like, I understand that, like, I wouldn't want that to happen in front of my closest friends. Having that nationally televised, I'd kill myself.
Dude.
How do you... I'd either kill myself or I would destroy... Our family, we're becoming Amish. Yeah. No more electricity. Yeah, you're never seeing this episode. Yeah, like, you're home early? Yeah, one of them attacked me. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
By the way, we're unplugging.
You're home early? Yeah, the government recalled television.
Yeah, actually...
I have to return this.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys have heard. Yeah, television's illegal. We got acquired by North Korea, so I'm going to take this forever now.
I don't know if you heard, the government's requiring every one in fifth family to kill themselves.
And so, you know, I figured, you know, everybody else on the block is so nice.
Yeah.
So I figured, let's get ahead of it.
I just like, the meanest I've ever been in my life was my phone call to Sarah, like the post-game interview, where I'm like, this dude better be embarrassed. This guy cannot look at his wife for the rest of his life, because everyone on Survivor goes on and they're, and I like this, this is the least redeeming conversation we've ever had in terms of me. Everyone on Survivor goes on.
Earlier, I screamed, you know how you like little girls? So I think we're evening the scales.
Everyone who goes on Survivor, like, every week you get one of the contestants being like, you know, like, I'm just here to show my kids. I'm just here to show people you can do it. You can do it at age 40. You can win Survivor as a woman, as a person of color. Like, I just want to show you that you can accomplish your dreams. 20 minutes onto the beach, boom, sent home, concussed, can't read, just like doesn't
fencing position,
doesn't remember his wife's name. What are you doing? Just crawl, you psycho.
You fucking slow down.
Like, take it easy.
You know what this reminds me of? When I went to that ninja thingy, and we were talking about the dude who on the, like, the second he got there, just rolled his ankle in front of his date.
After this, the only way that I will be humbled is if I go on Survivor, I step off the boat, and my, like, leg bends in a way that my toes touch my knee.
This is the slow-mo of Danny's big toe going into his mouth.
Into my mouth. Just like ball out of socket at the hip. Jeff's like, come on out, everybody. I'm like, Jeff, I'm so... Just like... I'm not okay.
Why is my dick out?
I'm shitting, Jeff.
Don't look at me or look directly at me. Don't look at me or look directly at me.
I'm pissing shit and I can't stop. Sorry, everybody.
And that's what you put on my tombstone. I'm pissing shit, Jeff. I'm
pissing shit and I can't stop. Opposed to, remember last week when I said I want my tombstone to say he died hot?
He died screaming, covered in shit.
It's like the doctor's like, the way his leg bent, his urethra actually made a main line to his asshole.
It's actually a medical miracle. I don't even, actually, we've now cured multiple diseases based off what we saw his body undergo.
We gave him $1 million out of pity, but he just crawled himself into the ocean. No one thought to stop him.
I feel like that's the one circumstance where I get the money and I'm like, you know what?
Yeah, that's when you drop it.
Yeah. No. I don't deserve this. All right, so enough about Survivor. I don't even remember how we got there.
I have no topics past. Oh, we have another game. We have
another
game
where, so me and Danny's second game is going to be, I have to guess what the top 10, what? Most popular
anime.
Yeah.
On my anime list.
Yes.
So we'll do that. Maybe next week we'll do like most popular characters. That seems a little harder.
So are we doing homework or are we doing however many I don't get or shots I take next episode?
Here's the issue.
Because
if I lose, I think I'll die post, like, if I've take any more than 4 shots. Like, if it's a shot thing and you lose, doesn't that mean if you win, I have to take as... A's back.
You are so confused.
Doesn't that mean I have to take the equivalent of how many you get right? So theoretically, I could take 10 shots?
No, I think that would just be a thing for me.
Okay, well, what'd I lose?
Nothing. It would just be a...
Oh, boo, let's do homework.
Okay,
let's
do homework?
Because I want to get drunk on this podcast one day.
So let's reintroduce it for the TikTok forum. So today, me and Danny's game is Danny has a list of the top 10 most popular anime according to my anime list, and I have to guess them. And if I get less than 7, he assigns me homework. If I get more than 7, I assign him homework.
Okay, you ready?
Absolutely.
What's your first pick?
I know for a fact that Kaguya-sama Love is War is up there.
Correct.
That's number 2?
7.
That's number 7?
It's number 7. It got its ass knocked out.
Oh my goodness.
I don't remember when it was 1.
Okay, I have 20 guesses, mind you. Is Oshinoko up there?
You have 20 guesses?
Okay. Do you want to do, do 15?
No, it's fine. Oshinoko's not up there.
Oshinoko's not up there. 2 guesses. Okay, Naruto, for sure.
No.
Naruto's not top 10?
Nope. I don't even know. Also, Oshinoko's 12. Naruto's not in the top 12.
Oh my god. Okay, One Piece?
No.
One Piece isn't up
there?
One
Piece isn't up there.
Okay. Full Metal Alchemist is one. It's got to be.
It's
okay.
One.
Okay.
So wait, now I'm confused about how you lose now.
If I get less than 7 with 20 guesses.
Okay. 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 So you have 2.
Yeah.
Got you. You keep track of how many guesses you have
left. I'm on 4. There's also going to be...
You've guessed so many.
The 4. That was my 4th guess. Steins Gate is up there for sure.
Yes.
Okay. What's Steins Gate?
3.
3. Okay. So I have 1, 3, and 7. It's going to be all like 24 episoders that are like really good. Neon Genesis Evangelion.
Nope.
Neon. Oh my God. Is that up there? I'm going to guess.
Honestly, 2 of these are kind of cheating.
Really?
Actually.
No, I got it. Don't. I can do it. I can do it. Don't.
Okay.
Don't
it's rigged, but go on.
What do you mean it's rigged? They're not. Are they not anime?
3 are the same anime, I just realized.
3 are the same anime?
Yeah.
Fate?
No.
Fate's not up there.
Nope.
3 are the same anime.
That's another guess.
Okay, that's at 7. Not Fate. There's 3 that they're the same anime?
Yeah.
Fate's the only one that has 3 different anime. Like, is Bleach up there?
Nope.
Bleach isn't up there.
It's an anime, and then it's like... never mind.
Okay.
Gone.
Are any of them movies?
I think maybe one is a movie.
Is Your Name up there?
Nope.
Your Lie in April?
Nope.
Woo! No Ghibli films.
No.
No Ghibli films. All right, so we got 3. That's 10 guesses. We're on to our
left. Oh my God. Bleach is number 2. I'm so sorry.
Oh my. Bleach is 4. Up there?
Bleach is 2.
Bleach is up there, but not Naruto or One Piece?
No.
That's absolutely insane. Good for Bleach. You know, yeah. I'm not
it's at a 9.07.
It's probably Thousand Year Blood War arc pushing it up, honestly. So 11th guess here would have to be, is Parasite up there?
No.
Oh, God. How many, we got a lot of romance. Is there a lot of battle shonen?
The one that's 3
mm-hmm.
is a comedy.
A comedy?
Yeah. A comedy action.
A comedy action? Is it Gintama?
Yes.
Okay.
3 of them are Gintama. So now I should have checked before.
Okay.
It's Gintama with a degree sign.
Mm-hmm.
Gintama with a, like,
yeah.
What is this? Not a comma, sky comma.
Sure, whatever, yeah.
And then,
an apostrophe.
Yes, an apostrophe. Mm-hmm. And then Gintama the final.
So do we want to do top 12 then?
That's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
So then you have Oshinoko.
Okay.
But guess what? Number 11 is Gintama and Chousen. So we're going to do top 13. We're going to
Gintama is 4 out of the top 13 animes.
We're going to do top 14 because you got Fruit Baskets, which is 14.
I didn't get Fruit Baskets. You're destroying it.
God damn. Well, then Gintama's 15 and 16.
What? No fucking.
Here's what we're doing.
Okay.
You have 5.
Okay. I have Oshinoko.
Yeah. I'll get this figured out.
Bleach.
Yes.
I have...
Full Metal.
Full Metal. Steins Gate.
Yes. Gintama.
Gintama.
Yes.
Okay. Hunter Hunter.
Yes.
That's my 12th guess. That's 6.
Okay.
And then, 7th guess here. You're not going to... Now, Fruit Bats, it's off the table. It's off the table.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. But if we're talking love, if we're talking romance animes,
I didn't say it's all.
I don't. Well, I know, but it's not. Hormi is not up there.
No.
Which
is a guess.
No.
Okay.
No, I was just. Right. You didn't have to answer.
All right.
I'm speaking out loud. Hormi is not up there.
Okay.
I gotta say, Neon Genesis isn't up there. Hunter Hunter's up there. Naruto, One Piece aren't up there. I'm trying to dig deeper on this. Gurren Lagann?
Nope.
Okay. Man, what else? That's my 14th guess. Oh, God, man, this is tough. This is really tough.
I can't believe it's tough for me, too. They're all Gintama.
Yeah, that's absolutely insane. I don't know. I guess I shouldn't have guessed using logic here on my anime list. I'm going to throw out... Is Soul Eater up there?
No.
15.
You're missing a crazy one.
I'm missing a crazy one?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Like crazy, like big?
Yeah.
Crazy big?
Yeah. Which is a huge hint.
Oh, Dragon Ball.
Nope.
16. What? Crazy big. That's not One Piece, Bleach, Dragon Ball, or Naruto.
You didn't ask Naruto.
I did.
It
was the second thing I asked.
I don't think.
Second thing I asked.
Right, fine, but Naruto's also not.
Naruto's not up there.
Yeah.
Okay. Crazy big, but not the big 4.
Right.
It's JJK?
Nope.
Is it Chainsaw Man?
Nope. How many guesses do you have? You have two left.
That was my 18th guess. It's My Hero Academia.
Nope. It's all tied up, baby. You get one or you lose one, and that determines it. Folks, we got ourselves a game today.
There's no way. That's the biggest anime in the world. That's all of the biggest anime in the world. I got to think. It's not MHA. It's not JJK. It's definitely not Black Clover.
Do you want to guess Black Clover?
No, I don't want to guess Black Clover. It's not. There's no way. If One Piece, My Hero Academia, Naruto, and Bleach, I mean, Bleach being two is absolutely preposterous, but there's no way it's Black Clover. So I got to think other big anime outside of Black. Is it Pokemon?
Is that your final guess, Nicholas?
Nicholas, the Pokemon anime is not that good, though. Is it? Yeah, you know what? You know what? Pokemon, yeah.
Is that your final guess, Nicholas?
Yeah, absolutely. Pokemon, final guess.
It's Attack on Titan.
God! Damn it, I forgot about Attack on Titan.
And you know what? I can't believe you didn't even guess like Demon Slayer also.
Oh my God, I didn't think about Demon Slayer.
You know what? Attack on Titan is two. Takes two spots. Season three is number four. Season five or four is number five.
This is so scuffed.
Look at this stupid fucking list.
This is so scuffed.
It's all Gintama.
Okay, it's Bleach Thousand. So it goes Full Metal Alchemist, Bleach Thousand Year Blood War Arc, Steins Gate, Attack on Titan at 4, Attack on Titan at 5, Gintama, Kaguya-sama Love is War, Gintama, Hunter x Hunter, Gintama, Oshinoko, Ginga Ayudentetsu? Yeah.
Clannad is on there too. I don't even know what Clannad is.
Fruits Baskets, Gintama.
See? Next time we'll do characters.
Your name was 17.
Mm-hmm.
How many? What was our top? I guessed.
I was doing like under 16 to the best of my ability.
How many? Hold up.
What?
How many Gintama were there? One, two. There's two. That's two. Three. Four. Five. Six. There's six Gintama.
So your name still gets bumped out.
But there's also two Attack on Titan.
I think it still gets bumped out.
You know, I'll give it.
If we crush all those down, your name becomes 11.
Mm-hmm. I'll take it. I'll take the loss on that one.
All right. I don't have homework yet. Maybe I'll think by the end of the pod. Or
chat.
Homework.
You want chat to assign homework?
I wonder how easy it would be for you to watch. Like, I think making you watch Zatch Bell would be cruel because I can't imagine it's even good.
What also not good for the pod, objectively. No one cares. Sure. Like, literally no one. Like, they'll be like, oh, big Zatch Bell.
I'll think of it.
Because, like, I mean, I'm down for chat to give you recommendations.
Yeah.
Chat can give you recommendations.
Give me recommendations. I won't take them if I don't like them, but yeah.
But listen, I got a cap, 12 episodes.
Yeah, fair.
But listen, Arcane being 9 episodes, that's beyond the cap.
What are you talking
about? It's 9 40-minute episodes.
That equals 12.
Everyone yelled at me all week. We're the One Piece updates. All week, no One Piece updates.
How do you think I feel? My whole channel is fucking whatever I watched. Angel Beats right now.
And you have to make content off it.
Yeah, nobody's watching it.
There's some people.
You tanked my channel over this.
Genuinely fair. Genuinely, okay.
Now I'm feverishly watching Fullmetal Alchemist to balance it out.
Which has done well.
I don't know yet. First one comes out to Friday.
Make sure you watch it. This video is already out. Yeah, but please do watch it. And they will. From the top on it?
Chat, we have to redo all that.
That's fine. From the top on it.
All right.
Wait.
Nice. So I'm thinking Beastars.
For homework.
Yeah, for homework.
Okay. First, like, only the first season, right?
First season's 12 episodes. And I think you'll like it. And I also... If you like it, I will feel so accomplished as a constant Beastars is not furry porn champion that I am. Because Beastars is furry porn. But hear me out.
Well, I mean, the thing is, they have tits.
They have tits.
Unnecessary addition.
Don't love the tits.
Well, I mean, I don't hate the tits.
You don't hate the tits?
I've never been one.
It's what stopped you from watching
it. Listen, that was the way it made me feel. All right? Uh-huh. All right? But I wasn't like, you know what? This show could use less boobs. What am I, not American? What am I? I'm going to sit here and be like, damn, too many boobies. Yeah. Fuck no.
Uh-huh.
Never.
Appreciate you.
Put me down. The second I'm like, oh, the cleavage in this show is unbearable.
Yeah, take me to the fucking vet.
Take me out in the woods and put me down.
No, it's like, it's got such a good story, great themes, amazing high school drama, like awesome hype moments, sick fights you like wouldn't expect it.
Weird out of a drama so animal weird. High school show.
Episode 3's got such a hype fight. You're gonna love it.
Okay.
Really cool artistic shit. Mm-hmm. Like weird like split screen action going on. Just like great like direction all nice. Around. I think you'll love it. And I like hate that it's got this furry porn stigma because it's so good and everybody's like, yeah, like, I wish I could watch it, but the bunny took out her tits in episode 2. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah, but, like, they shock!
It's hard to explain yeah. your favorite hentai has a great story.
Yeah,
it's an uphill battle.
It's hard to hit him with a butt after yeah. the bunny took out her tits.
You're like yeah, the bunny's wearing a bra yeah. and is also, like, apparently, like, the slut of the school.
Yeah, Zootopia had pushback. You know how hard it's been being a Beastars
listen,
fan?
I would push back on Judy Hopps. I'm just saying, once again. Irrationally. You know who we forgot?
Who? Bunny? Hot Bunny Wise?
Hot Bunny Wise.
I gotta say Jessica Rabbit, because not a rabbit.
Jessica Rabbit.
Not a rabbit.
What do you mean not a rabbit?
Whole ass woman.
Jessica Rabbit, very much.
Her last name's Rabbit because she's married to Roger Rabbit, idiot.
Is that?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Jessica Rabbit, she's at least rabbit-coded.
No.
Oh, you're right. Fully a woman.
Fully a woman.
Fully a woman.
Married into the rabbit name. What are you talking about, I Nick? Mean, look at her! Yeah, look at her!
God.
That's not a rabbit!
You're right. She married a rabbit.
Yeah, she married a rabbit.
Then again, if I had the chance.
To marry a rabbit?
Yeah. If I could just...
Then have I got the anime for you, friend.
Beastars, yeah. baby. Hell yeah. Listen, I'm not in the wrong here. Well, you know what we should do one time? A draft for like non-human anime characters you would smash.
Why would we do
that? Nala up there. Nala
from Lion King?
Absolutely.
Nala
unnecessarily sexy.
From the Lion King. Yeah. You know what? In that vein, there's a sneak peek of the draft cuz I got one too.
Okay.
Entei.
The Pokemon?
I would let Entei rail me rather.
I feel like this is where we dive very much into like the Glaceon like copypasta, like Glaceon.
Dude, Entei is a fucking dilf.
Oh wait, no, Umbreon?
What's no, it's Glaceon. No, it...
No, it's Umbreon.
The water one.
That's not Umbreon. That is Vaporeon.
Vaporeon.
Vaporeon. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I've heard it. Dude, Entei's a fucking dilf, man. Entei is a dumb ass dude.
That's fair. Big dilf energy off of Entei. Yeah.
Entei rails you. You rail Suicune, and Raikou
he
stays
watches.
The fuck out
yeah,
of the
get
room.
Get the fuck out of here, you yeah. loser.
Raikou's disgusting.
Mewtwo?
Yeah, Mewtwo fucks.
Kind
of sure. Yeah.
Kind of thick.
Yeah. We're using bald. Up all our... Let's keep going back and forth on Pokemon.
Yeah. Pokemon, we would...
I feel like Blaziken could get it.
Blaziken
can get it.
You're not coming out of that unscathed, though.
You why? Because he's a big bird?
Talons, beak. A flaming bird.
You ever have your back just... Hi, Mom. You ever have your back
hate
just...
It.
Carved to
despise it.
What?
Absolutely hate it.
Ugh,
I used to date a girl who was a nail tech, and she just had those talons.
That's great.
Takes me out of the moment immediately.
Nails are for the bedroom.
No, I don't want to bleed.
I want to bleed.
I don't want to bleed. Multiple times I had to tell her stop it. I was like, enough. Stop it. Like I'm sorry. Like it's like, listen. Am I hurting you? Like, why are you hurting me? It's not a. This is not a give and take,
dude. You walk up like. In college, I used to love, like, going to a hookup, like, just limping back.
That's like being proud of a hickey. You grow out of it.
You're like Gale after he gets whipped in the Hunger Games, you know?
I don't want that for me. I don't, he almost died. They had to put a bunch of medicated snow on his back.
Yeah.
Great scene.
Great scene.
Only time Katniss ever kissed
Hot
him.
Hot scene.
Yeah. Oh, well, she kissed him.
Yeah.
But the only time Katniss ever kissed him.
Yeah, really?
Is when he was down and out. That was it. It was, only when he looked like, it was only when he was going to die.
Yeah.
Katniss, Loki, worst character from Game of Thrones. Not Game of Thrones. Hunger
yeah,
Games.
Yeah, I agree.
You get,
if we're going through the Game of Thrones character roster, I'd say Katniss is the worst.
Oh, yeah,
one.
Just the worst. She would do well, objectively, in Game of Thrones.
Maybe. She's kind of
a bow that does enough for you in Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones isn't a tournament.
Well, it kind of is.
You need more than a bow. It's like a political scheme.
It's the Game of Thrones.
Yeah, it's a political scheming game. Have you seen Game of Thrones?
Have
it's
you one read of those, the third Hunger
it's
Games,
one of those
Daniel?
Instances where you're like, yeah, like I know all of this about this shit I've never seen.
Daniel, the third Hunger Games is political just scheming. The
you're
whole
not
thing moves
or
and counter moves.
You son of a bitch.
She's literally
you
the head
of
the propaganda movement.
You haven't seen Game of Thrones, have you?
I have. She literally kills President Snow. Well, she doesn't kill President Snow. Well, she does. No, President Snow gets killed by like a group of people.
Have you seen Game of Thrones? She's not Hunger Games.
I'm trying to explain to you why Katniss would work in Game of Thrones, because she understands the political movements, and that President Coin is exactly who President Snow is.
She's a political pawn.
She's a propaganda machine.
Yeah.
So is Jon Snow. He does pretty well. Oh, don't even.
Fair.
Yeah, that's right.
I conceded.
That's what I fucking thought. You want to talk about best boys?
God, I hate you. No.
Yeah, my best boy of the week, ladies and gentlemen. Show always gets derailed by the time we get to best boy.
Yeah.
My best boy of the week, ladies and gentlemen, is Omar from Vinland Saga.
Oh, yeah.
Which you're currently catching up with. Yeah. Very excited about that. Vinland Saga, probably not its best episode, but a really cool, like, poignant point coming from Omar, the son of, like, Kettle, the guy who owns the farm that Farmland Saga is all taking place on. Like a really introspective look at like what courage looks like, and like how courage is like knowing when to let go, and like knowing when to give up, which is really sick. So also Stank texted us and was like, if you guys don't have like best boy, like use all more. So I'm also doing this as a small shout out to Stank because he also very much helped.
Well, that's
us.
Also been kind of like the running theme of Vinland Saga is like subverting bravery and courage and stuff like that with like, I just called him Vinland. With Thorfinn. Thorfinn.
Vinland. Yeah, from Vinland, Vinland Saga.
And his saga.
And Jessica Online.
Yeah, exactly.
From SAO.
Thorfinn's dad, his whole shtick.
Thorfinn's dad. Yes.
His whole shtick was that he found this half-dead slave, like, dying in the snow, takes him in, slave owner shows up, and he's like, that's my boy, give him back. And he's like, I'll buy him from you for, like, everything I own. Loses all of their livestock, slave dies later that night, ruins the family just to, like, uphold their family's morals.
Which, like, objectively, wrong thing to do.
Oh, pretty badass, though.
Better than me.
Definitely would tough.
I'd be like, oh, you want like 2 or 3 cows? They'd be like, how about everything? I'd be like, we have to live.
This guy's dead anyway.
Yeah, like, he's on his way out.
But what's good is that it's like, he's doing it like specifically for the kids.
Yeah.
Like, because they're there. And he's like, this is what's right. You
like
have
Chow
to
Tucker
do
giving
right.
His children a better life by making them
of
have
all agony, like 100% agony.
Edward. Iconic.
Why does it hurt?
Why does it hurt everywhere? Have you seen the t-shirts yet of Nina and the dog doing the fusion dance? You haven't seen? Oh, they're fantastic.
That's funny.
Highly recommend it. Do you have a best boy?
My best boy is Alphonse Elric. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That dude is like the comedic backbone of the show.
Absolutely.
And
all-time
chillest
dude.
It.
Can't sleep, can't eat, can't feel.
Love him.
Just hanging out.
Just constantly like has no detail drawn in him. Like,
permanently. Yeah. I love it when he's just
a
little
blob.
Yeah, he's a little gray blob in the background just with a little feather tail.
I love him. There's a bit where like Ed is like sneaking into a crevice or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he's like, are you sure you're going to be all right in there? Mm-hmm. And Ed's like, it's not about whether I'm all right. Like, you wouldn't fit in here anyway. Mm-hmm. And then Al's like just outside. And he's like, I didn't ask to be this big. And it's like,
geez,
man.
Listen, this is actually kind of perfect because we're doing sticker packs and we're doing iconic duos and you're going to be Alphonse.
I'm Alphonse?
I'm Ed. Makes sense. I'm sure.
How is anyone going to be able to tell that I'm Alphonse? Like, what about me?
Apparently Kat is having a lot of trouble with it. Yeah, they're
just Alphonse with the big hair. Like,
that's kind of what we were planning instead of like the rooster tail. Yeah. Like, yeah, like a pushback, like slick.
That's funny.
We don't really know how we're doing it quite yet.
I'm looking at your figure of Al and I'm like, does he have like a big, I was hoping he had a big thing that says Alphonse. So he just replaced with Danny. Like,
that would, just like a big old badge.
Yeah.
Or we could have like the helmet off and like you could be in it. And like, you could just be very clearly wearing the armor, which probably, I probably have to actually DM them that because that's probably the best way to go about it.
Yeah, that's smart. Poor Kat having to draw Alphonse. It's like
in chibi style and in also not Alphonse.
Yeah, this insane design.
Absolute nightmare. Yeah. Outside of that, my flashback episode of the week, which I actually have one, I remember.
Thank God, I don't.
Thousand Year Blood War arc comes
Coming
out
back.
July 8th.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? So it's soon.
Also, like the trailer, sick. Like a full, like usually when you get anime trailers, it's like, oh, you know, we're getting, it's 35 seconds, and it's like, oh, there's Kirito, and then it's over. It's super annoying.
Yeah. Anime trailers suck.
Full on 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And what we got from the trailer was insane news, because we saw that Shinji releases his Bankai in the trailer, and Shinji is, like, this character, you haven't watched Bleach, but, like, it's,
obviously, I know Shinji releasing his Bankai.
Exactly. He's one of the Vizards, who used to be, like, a captain, and Shinji only ever releases his Bankai in a light novel. And like, is like, his Bankai is like forbidden because it's so broken. And like, it like makes everybody around him fight each other. Except for him, of course. And it's only ever shown in a light novel, and it's said to be one of the strongest Bankai out there, but it never existed in the manga. So they're actually adapting it. They're adapting the light novel fight, or just like his Bankai, into an anime only fight.
Yeah.
And like, everybody's getting to see like one of the most badass Bankais in the history of Bleach get used.
That's sick. That's
people super are stoked.
Cool. That's interesting because like, here's what I wonder about light novels.
Mm.
Does the mangaka write them typically?
No.
Okay.
They're usually co-written by the author. So gotcha, like, gotcha. It's like, they'll like,
he's like overseeing it, making sure it's canon.
Exactly. Like, yeah. He's like, he'll like be like, all right, yeah. Like Sakura would do this. Sakura wouldn't do this. Yeah, that yeah. kind of shit. It's always like co-wrote, like all yeah, the Naruto. That's ones.
First priority.
Yeah.
Whether or not Sakura is got two light novels. The characters.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
But like, so like everything is like co-written yeah. and it's like, that's why they're considered canon, but like, they're not like, sometimes they do conflict with like what goes on in the manga.
Right.
So like, it is really like, it's, I love light novels. They're yeah. like my favorite ship. And you have no news.
I have no news.
Oh, whatever. We'll go to our love letters. This is the part of the show where me and Danny ask the live chat audience what we want, what they want to hear from us question-wise. So if you guys ever want to ask us a question and get it recorded into the podcast, guys, go ahead and become a member of the YouTube. Be Team Danny or Team Nick when it comes down to it. It's $4.99 or $5.99 a month. We appreciate it. Helps support us. It helps keep the lights on. Gets us all these fancy cameras. And you get to ask us silly little questions. So I'm going to go over to the chat right now. Stank asks, what would be the best anime power in the bedroom? And I have an answer for this right off the gate.
Hit me.
There's a character in My Hero Academia.
I know what you're going to say.
And I made an anime, I made a TikTok about him a long time ago. Because
oh, him?
The second, oh, absolutely.
Oh, interesting. Go on.
No, never mind. But this character, his ability is he can vibrate.
Okay. And
he can vibrate.
I know him.
And they,
he can vibrate anything but organic material, though.
No, he can. We saw recently.
Oh,
so
he gets an upgrade
in the like the Deku Vigilante arc. Uh-huh. He's able to vibrate. He uses his maximum vibrate against Muscular.
Yeah,
and he like sheds all of Muscular's muscles, so like Deku can beat him very easily.
Yeah,
but when they're introducing his power, like almost like it's got to be a reason they did it. They go, can vibrate any part of his body. And listen, I may not be the best
I'm
in
listening.
Bed, but if it had a couple of different vibration options, yeah, are a couple you of kidding settings, me?
Yeah.
That's the easiest answer of all time. There's probably more creative, better options,
yeah.
but like, come on, baby, keep it simple.
I feel like you're finishing too quick, though. Like, that's got to be the trade-off.
Do you think it would feel good?
I bet it feels great.
You think so?
We're going to have a conversation after the pod that is not pod appropriate, uh-huh. but...
I feel like that would hurt, honestly. I feel like it would hurt for me. It'd be great for them.
I feel like
I could run into a Dennis Rodman situation rather easily.
I feel like it wouldn't hurt. Really? I feel like it'd feel pretty great. It'd be like you and your partner are both experiencing a vibrator.
Do I have settings? Probably, because he can go maximum
yeah.
output.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure you got settings.
What if you, like... What You're if controlling it. What if in the moment you finish,
yeah.
you're like, oh, and like you just, like,
and
split.
It comes out vibrating, yeah. she's like, what have you done to me?
No, there's apps. Absolutely that. But at the same time, it's like, lose control and just maximum vibrate a bitch. You know, just like, destroy her.
C-section.
Yeah, destroy her from the inside out.
My God.
It's dangerous.
I thought you were going to say createy, because I get that a lot. But you know what? I think that's lame.
Okay.
Because createy isn't good in bed. She's just an inexpensive date.
That's
right?
fair. Yeah.
She's just like showing up and she's like, you're like, oh, like, should I use Adam and Eve with the code Connor to get 25% off?
I actually do have an Adam and Eve code.
I know, that's
and
why I said it.
It's Hammer.
Hammer,
which
good.
Is awesome.
Yeah.
Just fucking awesome.
She's sitting there, she's like, should I use Adam and Eve with codename Hammer to get 25% off my purchase? And then like you with Creative's power is just like, nah, babe, handcuffs, done. Boring. All you've done is made a product.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, yeah, it's okay.
I think, dog, get me any genjutsu. We're
Tsukiyomi.
Having a wild time. Any genjutsu, because they also last like a second in the real world is like a year in genjutsu.
Well, in Tsukiyomi, but yeah.
Get me Tsukiyomi. We are having the orgy of a lifetime.
Absolutely.
Like on our way to our dinner reservation.
Mm-hmm. Itachi in the Itachi light novels used Tsukiyomi on his girlfriend and showed her entire life with him. Gave her like 80 years in like 1 second and then killed her, you know, because massacre. But she was like, oh, thank you for loving me at the end. And I was like, absolutely. Oh, yeah.
That's smooth.
Absolutely.
That's real smooth. If you're going to kill somebody, that's a smooth way to go about it.
And here's the thing. It's like, oh, babe, I'm tired. But just eye contact. Like 1 minute, she was like, wow, that was great. And you're like, for me as well. Just like straight to sleep. Just eye bleeding. You're like, yeah, it's super awesome.
Yeah.
That's a good choice.
That's my answer. Yeah,
Genjutsu, the only place where I'm good in bed.
Yeah.
That's illusion, baby. All right. That's a great question. And that has been Otaku's Anonymous, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for hanging out with us this week. Please don't cancel us. Everything we say is in jest. Every accusation we throw at anybody.
It was a dicey episode.
Allegedly, I'd like to say. I'm gonna sprinkle in a allegedly here at the end to cover us legally.
You can do a blanket allegedly at the end of every episode.
We're gonna do a post-mortem blanket allegedly, and that's gonna be it. I've been Nick, also known as NC Hammer 23 or the Weeb Commander. If you guys have any questions, make sure to shoot them to the Twitter, Otaku's Anon. All of those get back to us through the medium of a group chat that we have with Stank, who manages the Twitter. Make sure you guys follow the TikTok. You know, we're gonna be doing like highly edited versions of the games. We're gonna be rolling a bunch of those out. Also follow the Instagram for shorts and reels and all of that, whichever one is which, and become a YouTube member if you want to ask us questions and be on the love letter and ask us what anime power we think would be best in bed. $4.99 to be on Team Nick, $5.99 to be on Team Danny, and yet we have more Team Danny than anything, which is crazy. Yeah, so that's everything from me, Daniel.
I've been Danny Mata. I make YouTube videos on my own channel titled Danny Mata. And Nick took most of... Are you nervous?
No.
Nick took...
I'm not sharp. It's a screwdriver.
Screw.
Yeah. What? Oh, you think it'll shoot through your hand? Danny's doing the knife trick game thing. Did you actually get it?
I heard a lot. Anyway, that's been the pod.
Goodbye.